We got one more story, and then we're going to take the night out. Mr. Joe Gennaro, why don't you take it out? Please come next month, though, and share.
Thank you. Certainly did not expect to go last.
Make it good, Joe.
Oh, no pressure. So this month's theme is annual. And that made me think of the holidays, obviously, which we've covered, and traditions, which we've talked about. Growing up with my family, we weren't a very big family. My dad has a brother, my mom has a sister. I have two cousins on one side, four on the other, and that's it. Like, I know some people have, like, you know, dozens of cousins. So, yeah, you guys. Pretty much every holiday tradition involved going to my grandmother's house, which was my mom's mom. And then my mom's sister and her family would come. They had four kids. One was a boy, and three were girls. The boy was just a year younger than me, and still is, actually. So he and my brother would play video games every chance we got, whether it involved bringing the Nintendo 64 or the GameCube or the PlayStation or the PlayStation 2 or our Game Boys, whatever we could. Every time it was a holiday, it was time to play video games. It was our opportunity to hook it up to the TV, play as much as we could before the adults took over the TV and started watching football, which would be Thanksgiving. So I don't have a monologue today, contrary to what I've just been speaking to you. It's kind of a blending of the sports and the video games. And I'm going to ask that my fellow nerd and one of my best friends, Chris Geiger, join me up on stage. And then we're just gonna be reading this little thing I wrote.
I really wanted that dick to still be here, because I was gonna call you a dickhead.
I decided that if it was still up here, I was gonna take it down before I came up, because I realized when Bentley sat down that it looked like it was just shooting right out of
the head. This was the desired effect.
Perfect. Thank you. Accomplished. It was perfect. So I just have this little piece that we're going to read, and then that'll be it. Hello, fans, and we're glad you can join us on what we hope is an afternoon of action.
Yeah, it's good to be here on this beautiful Thanksgiving day. Got my turducken. I mean, you can feel it in the air. Both sides are excited to be here, and we're excited to watch.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in. I'm play-by-play commentator Ray Whipple, and I'm joined for color commentary, as always, by Spence Cadbury. Cad, what do you think about today's matchup?
Well, Ray, I see this as the classic matchup of speed versus strength. I mean, everyone expects the big guys to come in and push around the little guys, but that puts a chip on those little guys' shoulders. I think we're going to see a heck of a game.
I sure hope so. And let's introduce our competitors in this, the 13th annual Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Bowl. Me and Kat have been drinking since this afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving, you folks.
Yeah. I shot four beers in that turducken. I've been fishing them out ever since.
On the red team, we have last year's champions, the dominating lineup of Donkey Kong and Bowser, two total powerhouses that pack a punch.
Yeah, a punch. And yeah, then our challengers, the boys in blue, is that nimble pair in Pikachu and Captain Falcon. Those are the two fastest of the characters in the league, and watching them perform together should be very exciting.
Well, with that Pikachu, you could even say it's going to be electric.
You could say that. We've got a big stage here, Zelda's Castle. They have a great buffet.
Absolutely.
And it's a big stage, which I think can be an advantage to Falcon and Pikachu. I'm really excited to see what happens here today.
Well, the good news is we don't have to wait any longer to find out.
Oh, shit.
As longtime competitor Mario would say, here we go. All right, and the fight begins. Oh, right off the bat, we have Captain Falcon and Bowser squared off in the middle of the stage. Bowser holding off Falcon with a wall of fire.
Oh, fire breath. That's a classic Bowser. I mean, he's used that for decades to protect his castle. Hasn't worked so much, but it's a complete, complete frontal assault.
Absolutely. Falcon, able to jump over Bowser, lands behind him. Captain Strikes with a Falcon punch!
See, that is the speed I was talking about. You'll never see a Wario or a Gandalf make that kind of move.
Or a Ganondorf.
What did I say?
Gandalf.
Oh, Gandalf, too.
Gandalf, not a competitor yet. He's available in the DLC.
I found six beers. I found six beers, and that's a duck in the day.
Good. And then, oh, and Bowser roars back.
Whoa.
Bowser withdraws into his shell and starts spinning in a circle.
You know, that is going to let the King Koopa catch his breath. Smart move there.
Now, near the edge of the stage, we have Donkey Kong and Pikachu grappling. Pikachu grabs Donkey and throws him off the edge.
You know, for being a little yellow rat, that Pikachu sure shows some brawn. I mean, look at how strong. He picks up that big monkey right over his head. You know, he's got really big muscles on his upper strength. You know, he's gonna be someone you want to watch out for.
Yeah, absolutely. You could say that Pikachu's unexpected strength comes as a thunder shock. DK spins through the air like a whirly bird, landing safely back on the stage.
Remember, each character has one life, so if they fall off the stage, they cannot return to the fight.
Uh-oh, you can see Donkey's winding up for his infamous Donkey Punch there.
That is a truly devastating move, and you do not want to be on the receiving end of that giant ape fist.
No, and Peach sure learned that the hard way in the previous round. Oh, no. Kong draws his fist back for the dreaded Donkey Punch and connects with Pikachu. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, Pikachu's down, and he's not getting up. Oh, you can see Bowser is flagging for the Pokemon trainers to come from the sideline.
So the clock has been stopped. Captain Falcon has rushed to his partner's side. He's begging for Pikachu to show him his moves.
Oh, God. You look on the replay here. It's a... You know... Oh, you hate to speculate. You always hope to see those guys hop right back up, but this Pokemon, he's still down. No. All you can do is hope they get into a Poke Center fast.
Well, they're driving the board out onto the field now. Looks like they're going to strap Pikachu to the...
Yeah.
Strap Pikachu to the board and cart him off the field.
Yeah, that's good to see. He gave a thumbs up and a little Pika to the audience. We know his family is watching from home, so Pichu, Raichu, our thoughts are with you.
And so Pikachu's taken off the field on the Mario Kart. We're going to go to break, and we hope to have some more information when we come back.
Yeah, this is a dark day for a sport. But next up on the Pretender.
See, oh, yeah, yes. Make sure you stick around. Thank you.
Awesome.